The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
You know what? It sucks to be bored. But when I get on my phone and play real casino games on SpinQuest.com, the time flies by. That two-hour wait at the DMV seems like 10 minutes. Play your favorite slots, live blackjack, live craps, with a live dealer. New players' $30 coin packs are on sale for 10 bucks. Play SpinQuest.com and you'll never be bored again.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What was the gift that broke you up? Like, it was the last straw. I don't think anybody's swimming along like, hey, everything's great. And then you get a gift and you go, we're never talking again.
Oh, I bet that's happened
before. But what if it was? Unless the gift was herpes, like the one person wrote it.
Yeah, exactly. Or like everything's going great, and then they just go, hey, I got you this catalog of child pornography.
Okay. Yeah, there might be some extreme.
Like if it's really out of left field.
Examples.
Oh, geez.
This text, you guys said more guys buy bad gifts, but what you're leaving out because you're biased is that more women are ungrateful. That can't be a real text, right?
I mean, maybe more women are ungrateful. I guess I don't really have a big barometer for that.
Are you grateful to be staying in your mom's basement?
Of the examples given, I don't think I would call the women ungrateful so far. They were bad gifts.
Maybe
that's
the
whole point of this segment.
Perhaps in that person's experience.
Yeah, I think because I like to think I'm a pretty good gift giver, I don't feel like anybody has ever not said thank you and meant it when I gave them a gift.
I've seen moments where the person wasn't grateful.
Yeah, certainly.
You know, but I don't think you can say one's more. But I don't care either. You can decide
but
whatever you want.
But I said more men are better at giving gifts. But
let's see. My ex-wife got me a bunch of Christmas gifts. I told her, thank you very much. And she said, don't thank me. You bought them. I don't know if that's. And that might just be acknowledging that you were bringing the money home or something, I guess.
Yeah, that doesn't really count.
Bad gift giver here. I work in the woods as a logger. A few years back, while my wife and I were going through some rough times, I discovered her huge credit card debt. I found a helium balloon in the middle of the woods. Someone must have lost that day because it was a huge heart-shaped balloon with two avocados in it, and on it said is, you're all I ever wanted.
Ava wanted. Yeah, okay.
It revived, and it floated once it was in the warm machine, so I took it home and gave it to her. Wasn't planning on giving her anything for the day, and it ultimately opened up a can of worms about our bad status. We're still married, and we made it through.
Wow.
Good for you.
Your garbage balloon actually saved your marriage.
Wow.
That's like exactly the opposite of what we're looking for, but that's amazing.
I think that was worth the exception, right?
Yeah.
Puns bring people together.
Sometimes, yeah. Sometimes.
They avocado.
Cute.
My buddy gave me tickets to your show last week, and while we were there, my girlfriend cheated on me, and we broke up.
Oh, no. Was last week in the UP?
Yeah.
With someone at the show?
I don't think so.
Were you all staying at the hotel? I need answers.
Yeah, I need details.
I think the buddy gave him the gift of tickets to the show, so then he and the buddy went, and the girlfriend cheated while they were gone. But I guess I don't know that. You could be right. She might have been out on the casino floor.
I need it to be that way.
Playing penis roulette.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think they
encourage
that.
How do you play penis roulette?
Well, you spin around and you let one go in.
Yeah, gotcha. Whichever one you land on.
Black or white, doesn't matter. Or red. Can be anything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Island Resort and Casino, for the record, does not have penis roulette.
No, they do not.
This was a non-sanctioned game.
It was nonsensical, in fact.
Yeah.
This is Tina. Hi, Tina.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What was the gift that broke you up?
Get some ham.
Well, my boyfriend and I had set a $300 limit for Christmas to get each other stuff, and I got him a whole bunch of really nice stuff, cologne and a bracelet, and, you know, Christmas morning. This has got to be a really good gift, you know, because there was just one. Mm-hmm. It was an ice fishing tip-up, and and I thought, first of all, I don't ice fish, but then he had left the stupid tag on it from Kmart, and it was like $14.50, and I thought, are you serious? I mean, that was just the beginning of the end. It went downhill from there. Yeah.
That sounds pretty bad, Tina.
It was bad. I thought, what did I do to deserve this? And I thought, nothing. He's just
a dumbass. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, right.
So
right.
Did he use the rest of the $300 budget to buy himself ice fishing gear and then just figured he'd give you one of the tip-ups?
You know, I don't know what he did with it. I don't even know that he had $300 to spend. I, you know, stupid back in the day. I didn't really go for quality. It was more about the looks and the tattoos, I think, but no.
You didn't go for quality, but you didn't even get quantity. Normally it's one over the other.
Yeah, you got nothing.
Nothing at all.
Well, thanks for adding insult to injury there.
Sorry, Tina. You know, though. Come on.
Yeah.
This text, I was with my ex for nearly a decade. Never got a gift. Like, not an engagement ring, not a wedding ring, not a Christmas gift, not a birthday present. Didn't know my birthday. And then the last straw, I got an iPad. And when I opened it up, it had already been used and had all of his history on the search bar.
And you were together how long?
Too long, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I would say one set of gift-giving seasons with nothing is enough to go, yep, that's enough.
That is,
unless that was something that you had determined in advance. Like,
right.
We're not gift-giving people.
Yeah, which is fine. Which is totally fine if you've discussed it that way. But if you just don't do it.
I think I'm leaning more in that direction.
No gifts?
Yeah, no gifts ever.
What would your wife say about that?
I think she'd be fine with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, I don't know, it's, I feel like the older we get, it's just like, let's just do experiences. Let's, instead of you buy me a gift, I buy you a gift, let's just go out to a nice dinner, at just the two of us or something like that, or go on a little weekend trip.
The tattoos me and Kayla got were our presents to each other for Christmas and birthday last year.
Nice.
Because, yeah, same thing. Like, I don't need anything.
Yeah. So
that's a good way to go.
I'm an adult. I have a job. If I need something, I'll just get it.
1-800-947-3979. I got an ex a magnet of two olives holding hand, and it said, "Olive you." We didn't break up over it, but the avocado balloon made me think how lucky I was to make it through that one.
Yeah, you are lucky.
I bought my wife a self-propelled lawnmower for her birthday.
Oh, I bet she loved it. Did you even try to convince her?
No, this is really for you. This is going to be something we can do together. And our house is going to look so much nicer with a nicely mowed lawn.
Yeah, you really can only do gifts like that or a vacuum or whatever if somebody specifically says, please, this thing I have sucks and this is what I legitimately want for this.
Oh, man. You just pulled a memory from my brain that I think I've tried to bury.
Okay.
But my ex, like two exes ago, we had talked about doing nicer gifts, like experiences or something like that. And I just bought my house and I really wanted a cordless vacuum, but those are like $400 or $500, nicer ones.
Mm-hmm.
And I have carpet upstairs, so I wanted a nicer one. And he knew exactly which one. And then we went to this like charity auction thing that they had asked me to host here in town.
Mm-hmm.
And he kept eyeing these two heavy duty plug-in vacuums that were so heavy. And I was like, one of them's like a washing, like carpet, thing, like a multi-purpose.
Yeah.
And I just, we didn't need that, but he never vacuumed. So I was like, please don't bet on those. And then my birthday pops up a month later and I have two massive boxes to unwrap. I knew exactly what they were. And I looked at him and I was like, I know that you did this for charity, but how much did you give to charity for these? And it was like 800 something bucks.
Oh my gosh.
And I was like, perfect. I'm going to sell these on Facebook Marketplace and then I'm going to go buy the vacuum that I want.
Thanks for the homework.
Yeah. And he was like, oh, these aren't that bad. And I said, you vacuum the stairs with a cord vacuum that weighs 500 pounds.
That sucks. Yeah.
And the moment he did it, he was huffing and puffing and he was like, okay, you proved your point. I was like, you proved my point, actually, showing me how you're huffing and puffing the one time you'll ever do this. It made me so mad. And we did. We broke up like a month after that.
The writing was on the wall, as they say.
It sure was.
This one from, I'm not going to say from where. For our 26th anniversary, my wife gave me a Life magazine tribute to Jimmy Buffett softcover magazine. I am not a Jimmy Buffett fan. I don't hate him. I'm mostly indifferent. I later saw it for sale at the grocery store checkout. I am going to leave her after the kids are in college.
Yeah. Whoa.
Damn.
Okay, so that has ended the relationship. They just don't know it yet.
Good thing that's not like a hyper-specific gift, so if she's listening, she'll never know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. That sucks.
I doubt if she's like blissfully unaware and thinks their relationship is great.
That is brutal. Let's see. Amanda in Nashville. Hi, Amanda. Did you get a bad gift that broke it up?
Oh, I sure did.
What happened?
My ex and I had been together about 3.5 or 4 years, and Valentine's Day was coming up. The engagement ring had already been purchased, and so, like, months prior, it had been purchased, and Valentine's Day came, and I went over, and there was a rose sitting on the bed. Mm-hmm. And the closer I got, I could tell it was like a velvet rose that obviously opened up, had something on the inside. And turns out it was like a $9.99 purchase from Walgreens that had two fake studded earrings on the inside. It was not the ring.
No.
Oh, man.
That is a
yeah.
I'm not sure why guys think it's a good idea when someone wants a ring to lead them to believe they're going to get a ring and then them sad.
Yeah, I was very, very careful when I was in those situations to not give anything ring box sized. Like, I do not want to make this accident.
Yeah. And like, has there ever been a time where the woman has been like, oh my God, you got me good. I definitely want to be married, but not till you want to. Mm-hmm. That has never happened, ever.
No.
Thank you, Amanda.
Beginning of the end. Yeah.
I bet it was. This one. I don't know if this is the worst, because we've heard some real bad ones. From West Michigan. On a milestone birthday, I received nothing from my ex. We had been married 15 years. I was hurt, and I brought it up. His reply? I could say guess. You'd never get it. Well, I thought you'd appreciate the light switch I put in. She writes two subnotes. One, all he did is change the plate cover to plain cream from mostly white.
He changed a plate cover? That's not like changing a switch.
Two screws.
Yeah, the one in the middle, depending on what kind of.
Yeah, and they're like 35 cents.
And then she followed it up. I also had never complained nor asked anything about that light switch ever. I hadn't noticed it changed yet. I thought you'd appreciate me changing a light switch. Well, thank you, Paul Bunyan.
Oh, man, and that's a light switch cover.
Gosh, you must be exhausted from all that effort.
Right. Yeah, thank God you didn't get electrocuted.
So much thinking.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love, with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Are we exposed? Security teams ask this every day. Vulnerabilities across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos hide the truth, and attackers are watching. Tenable unifies your tools, teams, and data so you can spot and close risks fast. Tenable's AI-powered exposure management gives teams one view of risk, helping them focus, take action, and close critical exposures fast. Visit Tenable.com. Tenable, your exposure ends here.
Hello, America. It's your new favorite podcast here.
Yes, it's James and Andy, two-fourths of the British podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We do facts. We do weird facts, fun facts, facts you've never heard before. James, give us a fact.
Did you know you may be able to cure chronically blocked noses with a snot transplant?
Lovely, lovely facts.
If you want to hear us, go to wherever you get your podcasts and search for No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. We'll see you there.